Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations, so it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today. When winter days are shorter and schedules are packed, it's easy for kids to lose focus. IXL turns that winter slump into momentum with a simple, stress-free way to keep skills sharp and stay engaged without adding pressure. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning across math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade. With personalized practice, instant feedback, clear explanations, and progress tracking, it's easy to fit into even the busiest week. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kids' legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids.
We only met a month ago.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Trump is exposing something importantly. NATO was never real. It was a one-way partnership. Wall Street Mav, one of my favorite X accounts, super smart guy. I've had him on my podcast before. He's a financial analyst, but he also does world affairs. Asked a very good question yesterday.
Okay.
After Keir Starmer blocked Trump from using the Royal Air Force bases and Diego Garcia to launch bombing runs on Iran. Here's the question. Why is the U.S. spending billions of dollars on these bases in Britain, Europe, and Diego Garcia if these countries can block their use when it matters? Yeah. That's pretty profound. I pulled some back of the envelope figures. $175 billion defending the UK and EU from Russia in the Ukraine war. All we want to do is use the base that we pay to maintain Diego Garcia. It's a joint base. And the Royal Air Force base, that's our fleet. We pay most of the cost for it. We staff it. Screw you is what we get when we want to defend ourselves. After all of that, and I pulled the figures, okay. To protect the Euro weenies, who do nothing but look down their noses at us, and at the end of the Biden administration, we're making plans to put half of America in prison, extraditing us for speech crimes. European Union Command oversees the presence of roughly 80 to 100,000 U.S. service members in Europe annually. We lend the Euroweenies an army. We spend $66 billion annually on our bases worldwide. The Pentagon does not publish the exact figure that costs us for Europe, but what Grok says is that Europe hosts a large share of these bases. We give them a standing army. We put fleets of bombers. We joint operate Diego Garcia. And all we want, can we please use it to in our fight with Iran? Screw you. And Marco Rubio made a very good point, our Secretary of State, the other last week. I actually meant to play this, about what's going on here. Mm-hmm. These people won't even share. They stopped sharing intel with us in the Caribbean, refused to help intel-wise with Maduro, refused to help intel-wise with these drug votes that are killing Americans. Flat-out refusal. Not there at all for us. But they would like us to continue protecting them. And then there's this from Marco Rubio.
I don't think that the European Union gets to determine what international law is. They certainly don't get to determine is how the United States defends its national security. The United States is under attack from organized criminal narco-terrorists in our hemisphere, and the president is responding in the defense of our country. I do find it interesting that all these countries want us to send, you know, and supply, for example, nuclear-capable Tomahawk missiles to defend Europe. But when the United States positions aircraft carriers in our hemisphere where we live, somehow that's a problem. So I would say that the United States is, and this president has made very clear, his job is to protect the United States from threats against the United States, and that is what he's doing in this operation.
Well said, Mr. Secretary.
I mean, the irony is just, it's jaw-dropping. I mean, there's no other way around it. Meanwhile, I want to pull this, because this last night, I mean, I couldn't fall asleep after reading this. I was just so mind blown. People need to pay attention to what's going on right now in New York. There's a court, federal court in New York. There is a Muslim dude, Imran Ahmed. He was sent here by Keir Starmer and Keir Starmer's Labor Party to censor Americans. But he's not a U.S. citizen? No. He's running a nonprofit here that is dedicated to censoring Americans. Do you remember when Jen Psaki, spokes hack for Joe Biden, came up with that list of 12 people who needed to be censored? Yeah, this came from them.
Great.
British Muslim. It's called the Center for Countering Digital Hate. Okay, they have one of these in the UK too. This is an arm of it. Well, Marco Rubio, in order to punish Ahmed Imran, revoked his visa, as we should. We don't. We kick the Brits' butts. Okay, mm-hmm. We sent him home. We don't need them back to censor us. We don't need that. Center for Countering Digital Hate released a report targeting the disinformation dozen of critics, and they demanded the suspension of RFK's social media accounts when he was saying what turned out to be true things about COVID while the Biden administration was lying. And they were responsible for the censorship or the destruction of thousands of accounts across social media of Americans. The purpose of it was to censor Americans. So Marco Rubio suspends the visa, as he said he would do. Well, there is a brawl going on with a legal team, Lee, of the Democrat Party's top lawyers trying to keep this guy here.
Of course.
And Keir Starmer, who the heck does he think he is? Prime Minister of UK has sent a team of the Labour Party's top lawyers to keep this guy, this Muslim who isn't even an American, Imran Ahmed, in America and the center operating. Now, as part of that court case, which we really need to start paying attention to, what is coming out is unbelievable. Do you know who the Center for American Progress is funded and staffed in partnership with?
Well, let's hear it.
I'm sorry, I said it wrong. The Center for Countering Digital Hate, right? The censorship arm of Americans on American soil. The Center for American Progress, that's the think tank founded by John Podesta, yeah, who ran Hillary Clinton's campaign during the Donald Trump era. The Center for Countering Digital Hate was also behind the campaign, the public-facing part of it, to get rid of and stay rid of Donald Trump's social media accounts because of hate. Hate, by the way, was when Kayleigh McEnany, Donald Trump, and the New York Post said that Hunter Biden's laptop was Hunter Biden's laptop.
Yeah.
That's what they originally lost their accounts for.
Hate is anything that goes against the Democrat narrative.
Yeah. So you have literally a list of luminaries from the Democrat Party suing to keep – Ahmed in America. And they are arguing that Trump is trying to violate their free speech. That is so rich.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know who the Center for Countering Digital Hate is. Some of their internal documents leaked. Among their goals is shutting down X. Shutting down X. They either that or they want to co-opt it and get control of it.
Right. Well, yeah.
Okay. For anybody in this audience who still thinks that Europe and the Brits are your friend, how did this end? Because I'm obsessed with this. It ended with us sending tens of billions of dollars to defend the EU, printed money, and the UK from Russia, while they sent over an extradition order. Remember when the top prosecutor in the UK said they had the right to extradite Americans for trial for speech crimes? On our soil, we use social media. It violates their anti-free speech laws. And they said they could extradite us. Republican leadership was silent. Well, we now know from this court case over the visa for Imran Ahmed, you know who was coordinating with him?
Let's hear it.
Biden administration.
Oh, well.
Biden administration helped set up the branch and has worked with them on disinformation targeting since 2021. What is that? Targeting conservatives. Yeah. So the Labor Party, which you remember what the Labor Party did, okay? Remember when there was a lot of swirl about this? Her Highness was running.
Right.
And the Labor Party, Kamala Harris, and the Labor Party sent over operatives, like their campaign staff, on the ground to work in Pennsylvania.
Or to interfere with the U.S. election. Which is exactly what it was.
And now we know why. They were setting up an international speech dictatorship, a government built on the premise of censoring half of America in partnership with the Democrats. And here's what's so crazy. They're not even hiding this in New York court. And the Democrat Party's lawyers, Mark Elias, are openly fighting for the Brits to stay here, to keep the nonprofit status, for Imran to keep his visa and continue censoring Americans because they say hate needs to be countered.
So they are using what they claim to be their First Amendment rights to take away your First Amendment rights.
Yes. And I'm here to tell you, folks, I can't tell you how serious this is. Look, I get as angry as you do about the Republican leadership. They suck. The leadership in the House, much better lately, I have to say. And I've been a fierce critic of theirs. Yeah. But these people right here, pay attention to this New York case. We're going to follow it very closely. These people are going to end your free speech rights. That is their goal. They almost did it in the last election. Folks, you would be seeing people extradited for these crimes. And remember what happened in France when they asserted they too had the right to try and open criminal cases against Riley Gaines, Benny Johnson, Donald Trump, and Elon Musk. Criminal cases said they had the right to extradite them for trial. You're going to watch Americans sent overseas and dying in European prisons for speech crimes if they win. That's where we are. I can't tell you how deadly serious this is. So don't send me some stupid tweet or email. Oh, Donald Trump made the Europeans mad and that's why our relationship's breaking up. They were trying to put me and you in prison to silence us. Again, Russia has never done that to me. That's the UK. The UK now arrests 3,000 people a year for hate speech, usually with middle of the night raids. They find people go easier if they're, shocked awake in their sleep. How many did Russia do? 300. You tell me. I think they're the EU SSR. That's what I think they are. They are not our friends, and we never need to send them another dime. And by the way, we need to pull our troops out too. It's all been exposed. Well, Imogen,
build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists, and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations, so it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today. When winter days are shorter and schedules are packed, it's easy for kids to lose focus. IXL turns that winter slump into momentum with a simple, stress-free way to keep skills sharp and stay engaged without adding pressure. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning across math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade. With personalized practice, instant feedback, clear explanations, and progress tracking, it's easy to fit into even the busiest week. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
A majority of Gen Z voters in New York voted for Zohran Mamdani. Now they're getting a snootful of what socialism is really like, as they encounter the problem that was first described by my 9-year-old when he noted, this was during the, Trump is running against Kamala Harris. Trump's running for office. There's not enough rich people, Mom, to pay all these bills. Yes, that's how they hook you. We will get the money from the rich. They're probably bad and probably somehow stole it from you anyway. We will return it to you and you will never have to worry about another thing again. The same lie they've run on since their hero Marx put pen to paper and wrote his manifesto, which has resulted in, conservatively, according to Harvard University, the deaths of 150 million people as they try to make it work. It never does. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, pointing out something. The entire budget of Florida is $117 billion, with a B, billion dollars, for 23 million people. The budget of New York City is $127 billion for just 8 million people. How is Florida thriving? And I mean thriving to the point Silicon Valley's relocating there, Palantir, Facebook just this week, Mark Zuckerberg. Absolutely thriving on $117 billion. For 23 million people, but New York is in a budget crisis with a $127 billion budget for just 8 billion people, and they need more. I loved this. This is a video by a guy who looks around Gen Z age, Mamdani voter, beside himself, because he found out this week he thought a billionaire was going to pay to reduce the rents. Now they're having a property tax. A property tax increase 10%. That's at least what Mamdani is proposing. He thought some rich guy was going to pay. No, it's never the rich who pay. Chew, you are the rich guy. Here he is.
I'm Donnie. This guy's been mayor of New York City for 1 month, okay? What he promised was a free bus for everybody, grocery stores run by the government for, you know, poor people to get food, which is a good thing, I think, and that rent was going to go down. Those are like the big three things he promised everybody. So today he's got his first meeting with the city about the budget, and what he says is, I'm raising property taxes on everybody by 10%, okay? Rent's not going to go down, actually. He's draining $1 billion from the rainy day fund, which I don't even know what that is, but it doesn't sound good. And none of the free stuff that he promised is actually happening.
Can't get by on $127 billion. Can't do it. Florida manages on $117. So a couple of cuts have to be made. Like, this just broke this morning. Are you ready for this? But you can't go to New York anymore. It's too dangerous. He's cutting 5,000 NYPD police officers. Police cuts. 5,000 NYPD jobs. While pouring millions into racial equity offices led by six-figure salary diversity jobs. Okay, jobs. Let me explain something to you. A friend of mine, Elisa Marshall, if she's listening, explained this to me once and it clicked with me and I went, oh, okay. Socialism is just a theft mechanism for the party. It's a specific set of laws the party uses to steal everything for themselves. We see this with the massive fraud, like Minnesota, for instance. Half the Medicaid dollars stolen. Half since 2015. They steal the money for themselves. When people start looking into it, what happens? We actually have Minnesota state bureaucrats committing fraud to fraudulently recreate documents that they were supposed to have as part of oversight. They steal, okay? This is why they cut the police officers, 5,000 of them, and put the money into six-figure diversity jobs. Why? They're siphoning it off. That's why there's never enough money, because there's always another Democrat donor, Democrat get-out-the-vote person who wants a $100,000 salary. They max out in political donations. They get rich. They need more money. This is how it works. That's what the diversity offices are about. They're not going to do anything. It's theft by the party. That's why they always raise taxes but deliver less, because the rest has to go out the door to all the right people. Never changes. Well, until you start complaining about it. Then they start killing you. $150 million in the last century alone. But this time, they'll get it right. It's the top story, not just in the country, but in the world. Trump vowing finally to release the UFO, UAP, and phenomenon files. You think we're ever going to see them? I don't know. We're 1-for-4 on this. Remember Pam Bondi said the Epstein files were on her desk? It turns out they weren't. She gave us a bunch of old news clippings we'd already had. And Congress has voted twice to declassify the origins of COVID. All that intel. Yeah, once under Biden, once under Trump. We've never seen that either. Nope. In fact, we're due to declassify it again. We vote to do it every 2 years. It's law in the country, but we've never seen it. So the idea that we're going to get these files, I'll believe it when I see it. Actually, I probably won't believe it when I see it. It'd be cool if we did, I guess. But I don't have a lot of hope. And if it's like the Epstein release, well, just raising more questions than it answers. Not what we expected at all. But there are some files I can't wait to see. Should be paying attention to what's going on in Fulton County right now. It's a war, basically. The top attorneys of the Democrat Party are massing on Fulton County right now for a hearing today. And it's winner take all. Basically, they're begging the judge. Remember the FBI under Cash Patel raided Fulton County? They got the voter list, the voter rolls, the internal ones. They got the ballots. They got the ballot images. They got all the records of the election that the Democrat-controlled county has fought for 5 years to keep Trump and anyone near him from ever seeing. So the Democrats have filed an emergency order. Apparently it's an emergency if you want to see files that should be publicly available. at least the voter tally stuff. That's an emergency. And they're freaking out. Anyway, the hearings today, one of the things they're asking is for the judge to let them destroy it. Another thing that they are asking is, as a remedy, to block the FBI from looking at them. Why would you want to do that? No, I mean, if Trump's cuckoo, as they're saying, and he's obsessed with this idea that he didn't lose the election, rub his nose in it. Publish him. Let everybody see it. They can't. And Trump knows it.
They raided the Fulton County storage house. The FBI came in and raided. They found plenty of stuff. And now they have the ballots. And now the Democrats have hired a massive team of lawyers. And the Democrats are fighting like hell. And I think it goes before a judge tomorrow. To not let anybody see the ballots. Why don't they want them to see the ballots after all these years? Because they cheated, that's why. They sent top lawyers down from New York to fight it. And now they're trying to stop anybody from looking. You know why? Because they cheated like dogs.
You know, one of their requests is, it's very interesting. This is my favorite part, actually, the one I'm most excited about. One of the requests in this lawsuit is that this is the first one of these voter rolls from these states that Trump is suing that refused to turn over the internal voter rolls, the ones you can run against the federal databases and see who's fake and which fake voters voted. Yeah, those voter rolls. They are requesting that the judge forbid Trump administration, DOJ, FBI, from running the voter rolls against the federal database because privacy. Mm-hmm. They said it's just too dangerous. If he just like looks at it, it's very, very scary. We're protecting the privacy of the voters. Well, whatever for? Why do you need to protect the privacy of the voters? Well, let's pull out the now yellow sheet I keep tacked to my wall. It's from the Trump lawsuit. It was never heard. Not on the merits of it. It was dismissed for standing. Media likes to lie about that and say, oh, this was litigated. The judge didn't find anything. No, the judge never looked. Remember when the Trump campaign hired an independent contractor to take the publicly available rolls and run them against publicly available databases? Do you remember that? What did they find? 10,000 dead voters cast ballots. They cast ballots. It's not a small number, is it? Ooh, no, it's not. What about ghost voters? 15,000 of those. What were the ghost voters that cast some ballots? What's a ghost voter? They're not real. They're people who do not appear to exist. They're registered all over the place. You know, mailbox centers, vacant fields, sometimes 20, 30, 40 of them to a house. They vote, though. That's the weird thing about ghost voters, but nobody really can find a record of them. Oh, this is going to be good. I hope we win. I really do. Because I think the blocks will start falling down Jericho's wall. Oh, and the 66,000 people under the age of 18 who cast ballots. Well, you can't vote in a federal election if you're under 18. Yep, that's the problem. Now, that's just what Trump found, the firm he hired, and they used this in the lawsuit. Oh, I'm sorry, more than 100,000 ballots, absentee ballots accepted outside the window, a lot of them without chain of custody. Yeah, those are the ones the Democrats drive in. How much did Joe Biden win Georgia by? Almost 12,000 votes. This should be good. I hope we get a good judge. I'm not holding my breath. Democrats seem to be able to win the judicial lottery. But I want to point something out to you. And this is really stunning when you really look at the numbers and why the Democrats are fighting so hard, including to keep Donald Trump from ever looking at an honest internal copy of the voter rolls. 19 states right now give illegal aliens driver's licenses, right? All 19 states refused to turn over their full voter rolls to the Trump administration. The DOJ is currently suing 17 of them. California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, and Washington State. Utah, the reason for that is they have basically a Democrat governor who's masquerading as a Republican. Why won't they turn them over? Remember, Kat McCammack, a Republican Congress member out of Florida, explained.
19 states currently issue driver's licenses to non-citizens. Of those 19 states, 15 do automatic voter registration when you get your driver's license. So you can see where this has become a serious place for fraud. And we know from years of watching this happen in North Carolina, Virginia, California, Illinois, New York, we have countless examples of thousands and thousands of non-citizens voting, which is problematic, particularly when you have such tight margins here in the House. And I serve with colleagues who won their race by 6 votes, 29 votes, 800 votes. Every vote matters, but it has to be cast legally. And people need to know going into the ballot box that it is going to be a valid vote and they're not going to be canceled out by somebody who shouldn't have been here in the first place.
All right. Well, we will be watching to see if the government reopens today, as you have predicted that it will. And then DHS, of course, will only be funded for.
It's not gonna. So, that's the problem. We get a hold, that's what they're terrified of. We get a hold of those, that voter roll. We're going to be able to substantiate all that. If what the firm Trump hired is saying is correct, and we're going to find fake and fraudulent voting in the tens of thousands. So it should be interesting to see which way they go. Hearing is today, by the way. Folks, I pointed this out a while ago. Democrats are replacing the American flag with the pride flag. Full stop. Go pull up a Democrat protest. It's the images on Google. Pull up a Democrat protest of ICE. Something that doesn't involve anything LGBTQ oriented of any kind. And you know what you'll find? There are no American flags ever. But you will find the pride flag, the rainbow flag. Even if it's, you're going, why are you walking around with a rainbow flag? You're protesting ICE. It doesn't have anything to do with gay issues. Because they're replacing it. And now I have proof. Chuck Schumer's filed a bill that would put the pride flag on the same ground legally as the American flag. As Old Glory. Schumer's legislative push comes in direct response to Trump administration removing the pride flag from the Stonewall National Monument outside Stonewall Inn. The pride flag was removed following an internal memo saying only non-agency flags could be flown at national parks. So that's flags of the DOI, POWMIA, those same ones. So basically he wants to give the pride flag the exact same designation status as Old Glory and the flags honoring those who served and sacrificed for our country. It'd be the final step. Folks, this is a religion. It's not even a political philosophy anymore. Let me give you another example. DNC Twitter feed Wednesday. Anybody know what Wednesday was? Beginning of Lent. Which Ash Wednesday. DNC never mentioned it. Do you know what else Wednesday was? Beginning of Ramadan. They wished everyone a happy Ramadan. Folks, this is why after the trans shooter shot up that Nashville school, the Democrats got rid of Easter. And on Easter Day, instead, at the White House, celebrated a trans day of remembrance. So what they replaced Easter with that year. See how this works?
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.